Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Proverbs 23. In verse 26, God tells us the one thing that we can give to God. Now think about this. God has all things. He created all things. He made us alive. He made everything that exists. He made the entire universe. In heaven, the streets are paved with gold. That's what they use instead of concrete. And there's something that God says we can give to Him. Which is really kind of fascinating, because you would think to yourself normally, what in the world can I possibly give to God? He has everything. He's completely fulfilled. What can I give to Him? Well, there is one thing that He asks of us that only we can give to God. He says, my son, can also mean my daughter, is just the way that the old English worked. Give me your heart. Give me your heart. Guys, I'll tell you right now, the younger you are when you give God your heart, the better off you'll be. So many problems, so many issues that people have to deal with needlessly. So many hurts they suffer needlessly come because they didn't give God their heart. Give God your heart. What does that mean to give God your heart? That means you put God in first place in all your thinking. Now, sometimes that may appear to challenge what you think you want. But you know what? Nobody can give you as good as God can. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20 that God gives you way over anything you can ask or think. So if I can think of it, God says, it's a bit too small. And I think to myself, well, God, I can think of a lot. And He said, it's a bit too small. Because I go above and beyond anything you can ask or think. That means that I don't have to be afraid to give God my heart. Often, when people don't give God their heart gets broken. And that's a real problem for a lot of people. A lot of trouble comes to people because they didn't give God their heart. Maybe they gave a person their heart instead of giving it to God. And that person will always disappoint because people are not meant to take the place of God. God always comes first, and then He adds people. So when I give my heart to God, God will add things like friends to me. And then when you're older, God will add a husband or a wife to you. And God may add children to you once you get married. But always have God come first. Because the way you make it work well is by giving God your heart. Young people, you never have to worry about who you'll marry. God already has somebody selected for you. Which is really nice, because there's no possible way that I can tell what's in another person's heart. There's no way for me to tell what's going to come in the future with another person. They may be great today, but 5 years from now, they may be terrible. I have no way of knowing that. But God already knows that. Maybe you're thinking about what school to go to. Eventually you will be thinking about it. Maybe college. Or maybe later on down the road you're going to be thinking about what's the best job for me. Those decisions will become much, much easier and much more clear when you give God your heart. Everything becomes much easier when you give God your heart. The funny thing is about giving God our heart, sometimes we don't want to because we think God's going to hold something back. God doesn't withhold any good thing, the Bible says. If He withholds something back from you, it's because it'll hurt you. Imagine if a 5-year-old wanted a motorcycle. I'm going to go out and buy a Harley Davidson. And mom and dad are going to kind of laugh at the kid saying, you're not buying any Harley Davidson, you're 5 years old. How in the world would you manage a Harley Davidson? No, I'm rich enough, I'm going to buy. That would seem silly, wouldn't it? Yet at the same time, sometimes we do that. This is what I want. If God won't give it to me, I'll do it myself. Ooh, bad mistake. One of my uncles was kind of like that. He loved motorcycles. And he wiped out on a motorcycle and tore every bit of meat off of his leg. He survived it, and remarkably, he didn't lose his leg. But for the rest of his life, he had to use a cane and sometimes crutches and had to get several surgeries. You see, that's the thing. Give God your heart, and He protects your heart. That's in Psalm 28:7. When you give God your heart, that is a safe place for your heart. There's no other place that's safe for your heart. But with God, your heart is safe. Because He'll preserve it and He'll protect it, and your heart can trust Him. And so you give God your heart and He'll keep your heart. He'll keep it safe. Even if sometimes things happen that'll make you sad, you don't have to worry about it. Even if things break your heart, you don't have to worry about it with God. Because in Psalm 147:3, God heals your heart. No person in the world can heal your heart in Psalm 69:20. Nobody can, but God can heal a heart. So maybe something happens and I become very sad. What do I do with that? Well, because I gave my heart to God, God will heal whatever hurt the heart has. It's pretty amazing the way God does that. People say, well, I feel things and I have emotions. Yes, you do. And the way you keep them healthy is by giving God your heart. So many things about us stem from our heart. They come from our heart. When you give God your heart, you put Him in first place, but you also make Him the thing that you desire most, not just coldly put Him in first place. And when you start to learn how much God loves you, it becomes really easy to do that. You give God your affections. What does that mean? Well, your likes and your wants, you give those to God. In other words, you trust God for the things that you desire because you've given Him your heart, and then He brings you the things that you desire. That's the amazing thing. The Bible says that if you seek God first, then He'll give you everything else. If you seek other things first, you're on your own. But if you seek God first, He'll give you everything else. Well, the only way to do that is to give Him your heart. The best place for any person on earth to be is to have given God their heart. Because that is not only safe, it also keeps me from making mistakes. Sometimes people go after things and they have no idea what they're going after. I mean, really, how are we going to know what we're going after? Let me give you an example. And this is something that you guys wouldn't have to face yet. But eventually you could face a situation like this. You're asking yourself, well, do I go away to college or do I stay where I'm called, where God desires me to stay? Maybe this college would be better or cheaper or they have the program I want. Well, when you give God your heart, you're not going to want to leave God. So you're not going to want to leave the call of God, the special plan that God has for you. And that decision becomes very easy. Or on the other hand, maybe God does want you to go to some other place. And you're not going to be trapped in the emotional impact of that when you give God your heart. Now, you don't know what's going to happen with that. You don't know what's going to happen. Nobody does. I know of people who fought God because they wanted to protect their children. And that seems reasonable. And these were adults. And they said, we don't want the will of God because the will of God for them was to go to Africa. And they were afraid that their children would get sick. And that's perfectly reasonable. That's not an unreasonable fear. And so they didn't go. They went to Florida instead. And in Florida, there was a bad car accident and some of their children died. They didn't give God their heart in regard to their children. So no matter what it is, whether it seems good or bad, for you to make the decisions, you can't make right decisions without giving God your heart. The way that we're made up as people, something else will always come in if I don't give God my heart, and some other desire or idea or what have you will always come in, and it'll sidetrack me, it'll hurt me. You don't want to go there. You always want to have God taking care of your heart. The other thing is, sometimes people say, well, if I give my heart to God, I can't have a relationship, a friendship, or whatever, maybe pursue marrying somebody that I want, because I know God doesn't want them for me. It's okay. Don't worry about that. Give God your heart and go with what God wants. You see, it's not possible to love other people until you give God your heart anyway. Because when you give God your heart, the first thing you start noticing is how much God loves you. And then when you realize how much God loves you, you have the ability to pass that on to another person. The best relationships that exist are between people who've given God their heart. And it doesn't matter if they're friendships. It doesn't matter if they're people at work. It doesn't matter if they're people within the same family. It doesn't matter if it's husband or wife or parents and children. The best relationships that exist are when people have given God their heart. Guys, always, always give God your heart first in everything. Because then you can be sure that you're well taken care of. Then you can be sure that your decisions are right decisions. Bad decisions have terrible consequences. You don't want that, but sometimes you just don't know. If you give your heart to God, He'll make sure that the decisions are right decisions. He'll protect you. And He always takes care of you. But in order to receive that, you got to give Him your heart first. You guys understand? Okay, that's it for today.